Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Good evening and welcome to Arts Connection. For the past 2.5 decades, Word Alive has distributed the end product of authors. Well, a decade ago, the company decided to produce that end product and formed Word Alive Press, a hybrid publisher that combines the strengths of both royalty and custom book publishers. But like others, the Winnipeg-based company is weathering the storms of change the book publishers now face with the closure of bookstores and the increase in e-commerce. On the phone with us tonight is Word Alive President Jeremy Braun to talk about these challenges and changes. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to a portion of Metronome, the title track from the new Mike Jansen Trio CD, Metronome. Just before we get to the interview, with the in the interest of full disclosure, I need to mention that my book, Chasing the Wind, was a winner of the Word Alive Press Publishing Contest in 2010, for which I'm still truly grateful. So we're going to do that. With that out of the way, I'd like to welcome Jeremy Braun, President of Word Alive, to the program tonight. Good evening, Jeremy.
Good evening, Robert. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Let's go right back to the beginning. What sort of led you to and led the people that were involved to start a distribution company at the beginning?
Well, you know, funny enough, I was actually the first employee of Word Alive as it grew. The original owners of the company started in Ontario. And he was a new Christian. This was in the sort of the mid-80s. And you know, he was looking for some, maybe some unique books that he just couldn't find out there in the market, and just thought, you know, what would it take to actually get involved and not only find some of these books, but make them available? So he put a little business plan together on a napkin, basically, and figured, you know, if I had $500, I could start this company, and I could start it in the spare room and just see where it goes. And, you know, that next morning, someone knocked on his door and said, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I just felt led to give you a check for $500 this morning. God bless you. And that literally was the launch of Word Alive. Started in Ontario, and eventually, just based on where the original owner's family was, moved to Manitoba, and that's where I got involved.
In looking at that, what sort of changed in that whole aspect of distribution? Because I know they've moved away from just simply books. There are other items that you're doing now, you know, including giftware and stuff like that. What have been some of the changes that have happened over those 25 years?
I think a lot of it has been our focus. You know, when we started, we mainly served the church, and that was his original vision and goal, and we just... You know, as we grew in that area, we just found that the the trade market, the bookstore market, is where we can, you know, increase our volume and partner with some quality retailers. So we started to move into that market, and you know, when you're in business, you're always looking for different ways to grow, and as markets change, how do I sort of react to that? So we eventually got into educational product and into Sunday school product and into inspirational gifts. And, you know, as the market has changed, and we've all seen, you know, sort of some of the changes that have happened in electronic books and even in music and in DVDs, and how, you know, we all download a lot of product these days, you have to constantly look at how to morph and change your company in order to stay around and to survive. So it's been an interesting challenge, but it's been fun.
Well, and part of all that, too, in those changes was about 10 years ago, you decided to start a publishing end of things. What made you decide, especially with now the volatility of what's happening in publishing, what made the company decide they wanted to start publishing authors?
You know, the big reason that we moved into publishing was I constantly received manuscripts from Canadian writers. And they knew of us. They knew we were in the book distribution business. So naturally, you know, you send your manuscript and say, hey, do you know someone in the industry that could help me out? So we, you know, eventually got so many of them. I had a form letter, and I would, you know, find out the genre of the book and basically forward it off to a U.S. publishing partner that we had. And inevitably, the rejection letters came back time after time. Sorry, you know, don't know who this is. Sorry, they don't have a platform. Sorry, we're not interested in publishing this author. So eventually we thought, you know, this is our country and these are great writers. And yes, some of them aren't known in the big school of fish in the U.S. and what's all going on there. But that doesn't mean that they don't have a message for Canada. Doesn't mean that they don't have a message that God wants to put out into our communities. So let's get involved. Let's see what we can do. And that was how we started. We've sort of gone from, you know, publishing our first book over 10, 11 years ago to probably we work with just over 100 Canadian authors every year, release about 100 titles a year, and it's really exciting what's happening. And believe it or not, the publishing, independent publishing business is growing.
Well, and I think that's always been the biggest challenge for authors, especially Canadian authors, is to get that. I mean, the whole big thing was, you know, try and get published by Multnomah or Baker or you know, Zondervan or something like that. But it was always so difficult to break into that market from Canada, because they would look at it and they'd say Canada's not a big enough market for us to get into, and you don't, nobody knows you in the States, so why do we want to take the risk of spending the money on publishing you and having it go nowhere?
Exactly. Well, you know, in a recent article I read that was actually put out by Heather Reisman from Indigo, they just talked about the latest evolution of Indigo, which is now a books and lifestyle store. So if you can imagine what used to be, and this is happening in Christian bookstores, it's happening in secular bookstores, if you can imagine the size of the book section in those stores has shrunk over the years. Where it was, you know, you take 100% of what the book section used to be, it's now probably 70%. So where are stores, what are stores doing with that extra space? They're moving into other categories. Well, what does that mean then to authors when the available sort of shelf space becomes less? You know, are publishers out there taking risks on new authors, or are they realizing that we have less space to put our books? We need just the A authors, the cream of the cream, and that's sort of where we're going to go with our publishing model. And you're seeing that. You're seeing the big publishing companies can't take the risks that they used to. They don't have the dollars to do it. They don't have the space to do it. And the retailers don't have the space to put these books. So, you know, that's negatively impacting new authors coming into the market. But that leaves an explosion in the market for authors that say, I'll take my life into my own hands.
And I mean, that's always been a challenge, is that whole business model by the publishers, because authors know that it's a business. Authors know that they're trying to make money. But it's always been that challenge of how, you know, take a risk on me because you might be able to sell as many books with me than somebody else. So I want to explore that a little bit deeper, but we need to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk with our guest, distributor and publisher Jeremy Braun. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Long Journey Home from the Metronome CD by the Mike Janssen Trio. I'm your host, Robert White, and I'm going to continue our conversation with Jeremy Braun. We sort of started just before the break talking about the whole business of publishing and selling and things like that. And there's been a lot of changes going on in the publishing industry in the last decade. You got the print-on-demand technology, e-publishing and e-commerce, the continued closure of bricks-and-mortar bookstores. How has Word Alive itself weathered these changes in trying to continue to serve both authors and readers?
I think it's diversity, to be honest. You know, we started off, we were carrying music. Back in the day, it was Hosanna music, and literally when we, you know, early in our business, we were selling the cassette tapes, and they sold like crazy. It was a phenomenal time. And as music has changed, we've seen that, and as entertainment has changed, we've seen how that how the consumer adjusts how they're consuming that product. So we've had to diversify and look into other areas, and I think we've done it very well. You know, books is still a major part and the major part of what we do in terms of distribution, but gifts and inspirational gifts have really grown. And publishing is an arm now of our company that is substantial and is a real shining light into our future. And the other side that we've grown in is servicing the church, servicing through stores and in some cases directly materials that churches need. So it's the diversity of all of it that makes it strong. But you can imagine if you're an author coming in to work with us, we also have all these avenues, which is interesting, right? We have these connections into churches. We have these connections into bookstores. We have these connections into the Indigos and the Amazons and the Walmarts and the Costcos. We do business with all of those partners. So it's for the right product, we can really place it well.
So what are the biggest challenges that are being faced at the moment then?
For us in publishing, in distribution, or for bookstores?
For you, as in publishing, I guess.
In publishing?
Yep.
I think that what you're seeing it happen in publishing now is that there's so many different options for the author. And so, you know, 10, 12 years ago when we started, there just really weren't a lot of publishers that had jumped into the sort of into the pond and provided these services. Now what you're seeing is that has just grown and grown. And I think the challenge for us is to continue to separate ourselves and be unique in how we can partner with authors. And I think one thing that is unique, and I always caution authors to look at the whole picture, because yes, you can. We're definitely not the cheapest company out there to do business with, but we have a sales force, we have a marketing team, we have a distribution center, we have relationships with buyers. We've got a lot of things in place that sort of give us that edge. And I think as an author, you got to really look at what are all my options and what do I really want to accomplish with this book in order to know which direction I need to go in.
Well, I think you touched on it earlier, saying now authors are starting to realize that they want to take their own books into their own hands and sort of create their own destiny. But I find in talking to a lot of authors that the biggest challenge they have is in the marketing end. And I mean, I've worked in newspaper and in journalism for a while, and I've worked with salespeople, and I know that there are specific talents and personality trained salespeople have, and I don't have them, and so I could go and I could get a book done, but then trying to market that thing, I'm just totally lost on something like that, and I think that's always been the challenge for writers. There are a few that are able to do it, a few that are really able to take that writer hat off and put the marketing sales hat on. But I would suggest the majority of writers aren't able to do that. You know, they get a box of books in their basement and they don't know where to go with it.
It is a real curious challenge, and personality has a lot to do with it, and the genre you're writing in has a lot to do with it. You know, if you're writing a biography or an autobiography, you need to be comfortable telling your story. I've talked with authors that say, you know, I want to write this, but I don't really want to talk about it. Your success, I think, is going to be limited, because you have to be willing to step out and to share and to be that sort of public figure, try and get on shows like yours, try and work with TV and radio and wherever you can promote yourself. Those who do that really well can get that exposure. Those who don't want to clearly just won't. And, you know, it's people are surprised when I say this, but really a lot of the success of an author is of their own making. I mean, I had a conversation with a major author about a year ago, and everyone would know them if I threw their name out. And this gentleman said to me that, you know, really where I make my my living when it comes to publishing is the books that I sell myself. And you're going to get a royalty from us as a publisher. You're going to get a royalty from other publishers. But the more successful you're going to become is going to be based on your ability to promote yourself.
Yeah, I was having a conversation at a writer's conference a few years ago with another publisher who said the same thing, and he was saying that even with the large royalty houses that people often want to get published by, an author is still doing the vast majority of the marketing on their own. You know, it's, you know, the going out and doing the speaking, going out and doing the book signings and the tours and things like that. And like you say, it's getting out there and selling yourself and selling the book. But I think that's probably one of the most daunting things that authors will have to face.
Sure.
Now, looking at that and looking at authors and things like that, what are publishers looking for from an author? Is it a particular topic? Everybody talks right now about the Amish romance series type of thing. Like, you know, what do you have to write for? What's trendy out there, or how can you create something that a publisher is going to look at and go, yeah, I like this, I want to do it?
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a few ways to go with this. I think my personal philosophy is that, you know, you always want to create awareness of what you're doing and then do something different. you want to be different, you want to stand out. Having said that, there are genres that are popular. And number one, when I talk with authors, my encouragement to them is to hone their craft, really to become excellent at what they do. And that's the hardest challenge for all of us in everything that we do, is to be try and be the best, not only in our industry, but to improve ourselves all the time. So when it comes to writing fiction, you know, that's one of the issues that you have to face, is that there is such a huge pool of great writers. When it comes to publishing nonfiction or for writing nonfiction, really publishers are looking for a platform. I can tell you there are excellent, phenomenal titles every day that are overlooked because that author does not have a platform. And the publisher, like I said earlier, doesn't want to take the risk. So a traditional publisher says, my formula, my business formula works like this. If an author can move 10,000 units on their own, we can afford to take the risk on this project, and we can invest X amount of dollars into it based on the fact that we know that bare minimum we're going to move 10,000 units. That's how publishers think. That's exactly how they think. And the bigger they are, the bigger that number needs to be. So it has to do with platform, and obviously in some genres it has to do just with the quality of your writing.
Yeah, and I think that's always been the challenge. I remember sitting at a writer's conference one time where a person was talking to a publishing rep, and they were talking about wanting to write in a specific genre. And the rep said, well, you know, who are your favorite authors in that genre? And their response was, well, I don't read it. I don't read that genre. You know, so there's always that challenge of taking the time to, like you say, develop your craft, understand what you're doing, and then really work at it. I mean, writing isn't easy. It's hard work.
It is. And, you know, writers groups and organizations where you can go and learn and really hone that craft, I think, are so important. And it's money well spent.
Yeah. Well, what we need to do is take one final break, and then we'll be right back to wrap up our conversation with Jeremy Braun of Word Alive. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Arts Connection. You've been listening to Sunshine Coast from the Metronome CD by the Mike Jansen Trio. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Word Alive's Jeremy Braun. Jeremy, one of the things that Word Alive does do for authors and to give people a leg up is have an annual publishing contest. Can you give us a little bit of detail on that in the last couple of minutes?
Certainly, yeah. This is our 11th year with this contest, and it, you know, really it's changed every year. This year we're giving a total of around $12,000 worth of value in terms of prizes, from publishing to marketing to PR services. The event was set up years ago to find good writers, and I mean our goal is to put out great quality books. And in order to do that, we need to find the writers. And we just thought, what better way than to actually have an event where we can take a couple hundred manuscripts a year and actually go through them and sort of narrow them down to, 15 or 20 really, really excellent books, and then narrow that down to the sort of the top three, and then from there they're all good. It's just a matter of now what's the right message for the market at this time. So it's a fun contest. It stirs up a lot of interest, and again we get introduced to just a whole new crew every year of authors. So
looking at that, and looking, I mean, in 10 years, that means you've got 20 authors out there who have had works published. How has that changed what's happened with the authors by being involved in that?
I think each one would have a unique story. One year, I remember the book that won. It was the lady's absolute first book, but it was her story, and it was a very timely story. And so how did that change her life? She got pushed a little bit, like you talked about earlier, into having to step out and maybe go somewhere where she hadn't gone before in terms of promoting this project and her book. But it put her on a bit of a different stage. You know, there is something about having a book when you're a communicator that people kind of look to you and say, wow, this person is an expert. Whether it's true all the time or not, a book is a really important part or an important tool for you to sort of expand that communications career. So I think if you talk to each one of them, they'd have a different story, but definitely it has challenged them and has put them on a different stage in terms of people hearing about their story or reading their writing and either being entertained or challenged.
Yeah. Well, where can people find more information about these things?
Our company, www.wordalivepress.ca. We just launched a new website this week, and it's all on there.
Great. Jeremy, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Jeremy Braun. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selawministries.ca. That's www.selawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries, email Robert at selawministries.ca or follow us on Twitter at Selaw13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.